time for another Piano Puzzler. I'm Fred Child in the studio, and composer Bruce Adolph is here. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
And every week, Bruce does something unusual in the musical world. He takes a familiar tune, maybe a children's song, maybe a familiar pop song, and he rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get a listener on the phone whose job it is to name the tune that Bruce has buried and the composer whose style he's imitating. And today we have Ben Fowler joining us from Helena, Montana. Hi, Ben.
Hey, how's it going?
Going great so far. And your piano puzzler is just about to come along here. Before we do that, though, Ben, what's your musical background?
Well, I have been playing piano since I was 8 years old, and I'm currently working on a master's degree at the University of South Carolina in piano performance.
Well, you know, whenever we get somebody on the phone who's an actual pianist, Bruce sometimes makes it hard on the pianists.
I don't know. I like to have fun, so I don't know if it's hard or easy. It's very hard for me to tell when they're hard or easy. You know that, Fred?
Okay, well, Ben, you tell us if this piano puzzler is hard or easy. Your job to name the tune and name the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Now, Ben, I don't know what's coming either, so if you need some help, maybe we can brainstorm on this together, or you can ask for some musical clues as well, if it comes to that, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here's your piano puzzler. Ben, what do you think?
Well, let's see. I was having a hard time with the melody, but I'm wondering if that is not in the style of Scarlatti.
It is in the style of Scarlatti.
Wow.
That was fast.
Now, which Scarlatti?
Well, I think that would have to be Domenico.
It would be Domenico.
Okay.
You know who the other guy is?
Alessandro, his father, he was an opera composer.
That's right, that's right. I think I could use Alessandro's music to do a piano puzzler.
Yeah.
Well, and since this is Domenico Scarlatti, we're talking about a composer who maybe didn't play the piano all that much. This is kind of a harpsichord puzzler in a way.
Right, it's a harpsichord puzzler. And there's no harpsichord stop on this particular Steinway we're using.
So, Ben, what made you think right away this is in the style of Domenico Scarlatti?
Well, it just felt like it had like a very gallant style, and it just was very upbeat and joyous, and you also had kind of the counterpoint or the perpetual motion of it, which was kind of evident in that style or in that era.
That's good. There are some other things, too, of course. One is the little ornaments that are lots of mordents, which means biting.
Yes.
And the mordents are all over the place in Scarlatti, and the cadence figures are very Scarlatti. In both hands doing a little mordent. And also, there's a crunchy harmony in Scarlatti that is kind of a telltale sign. Things like this. You know.
Yeah.
And occasionally, he would go into guitar music sound. In fact, a lot of his music sounds like a flamenco guitar. And there are little clustery notes that to other composers of the time might have sounded like wrong notes, but to him they came from the open strings of a guitar, and he liked to let them ring.
Well, Ben, you got the composer right away. Well done, but we still have to figure out what the tune is that's buried in Scarlatti's style.
Well, this tune isn't so much buried. I think it's a matter of if one knows it or not. It's a famous old folk tune. I'll play it again, and it's right at the top there. Thank you. Getting it yet?
Is that something, Blow the Man Down?
That's the name of the song, Blow the Man Down.
An old sailor's song.
That's right.
In the style of Domenico Scarlatti, with all the mordants and with those clustering harmonies and in the sort of harpsichord style and with those little trills in both hands, right hand and left hand.
That's right.
Blow the Man Down in the style of Domenico Scarlatti. Ben Fowler, you got every single part of our piano puzzler very quickly. Well done. Ben, what's your public radio station?
Well, I have two that I listen to. In Helena, it's KUHM at 91.7, and in Columbia, South Carolina, it's WLTR at 91.3.
Ben Fowler from Helena, Montana, thanks very much for joining us to play the piano puzzler.
All right, thank you.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.